Hello everyone and welcome to my channel. My name is Ozzy and this is the Tales of an African Princess in America. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about something that is really, really personal to me. And it's personal because I feel like it's something I struggled with when I first moved to America. And I know a couple of my friends struggled with that as well, especially people who came from other countries. I know they struggled with this, okay? So what I'm talking about today is having a different accent in America. And a different accent, I mean an accent that is not the American accent, okay? It's a big, it was a big problem for me. And I'm going to tell you guys in a few minutes the kind of things that I did and how it worked out for me, okay? So, the first thing that you have to keep in mind is you're going to sound really different, right? And it's okay to sound different. But in my line of work, communication is key, right? I assume that for most people, that is true. So, when people tell you that you sound different and they can, you know, they really didn't tell me they didn't understand what I was saying. No one really told me that, but it's just, I got a lot of, oh my God, where are you from? You know? And when you give a presentation and no one would ask a question, it means that they didn't understand what you said, basically. And so I remember my very first presentation because I joined a graduate program that required a lot of presentations. So my very first presentation, I rehearsed a lot, and then I created this PowerPoint presentation and I timed myself. And on the day that I had to present, I went in front of everyone and I opened up my PowerPoint presentation and I didn't realize that the PowerPoint was pretty much playing back the way, you know, my last rehearsal basically timed. And so I wouldn't even be done with a slide and it would move to the next slide and I was getting everything just mumbled. And at a point I was just like, what am I doing? You know? So I was paying more attention to the language as opposed to the science. Now, I'm not saying paying attention to the language is not important, but you have to understand that if you need to pay more attention to the science, basically. And so what I started doing was I started preparing more. And if there are words that I pronounce differently, I would go online. Google is your friend. Oh my goodness. Google is your friend. Go on Google, type in that word and just type pronounce. And it would tell you how to, you know, say those words that are a little bit difficult. You know, I know a lot of people that struggled with this. I know a lot of people that went defensive about it when, you know, you're told that you sound differently and they go all, oh, everyone has an accent, you know. And they get very defensive about it. But the truth is, in communication, when you're speaking, people need to understand what you're saying. I'm not saying that you have to start like speaking funny, basically. Well, along the way, when you're trying to speak in a way that certain people understand you, you might end up speaking a certain way, right? But the important thing is that you're communicating. You know, and you have to be aware that everyone has an accent based on where you're from, right? So the fact that I speak this way is because I grew up in Nigeria. And then the fact that someone else speaks in an American accent is because they grew up in America. So it is okay to sound different. Make sure that even when you're sounding different, that you're still communicating. I think that's what's most important, because, you know, a lot of my friends will tell me, why do Africans sound like, oh, and I'm just like, no, they don't sound like that. It's just, that's the accent based on our languages, you know? So we sound a little different. So let me know if, you know, you ever had that problem where people think you sounded different and what you did to, you know, how you overcame it, basically. I still think I sound very Nigerian. I think that to certain people, I sound more Nigerian than when I talk to, you know, people who are not Nigerian. But for the most part, I think the most important thing is to communicate. And if you're able to do that effectively, I think you're good. All right. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you for listening to my channel and talk to you guys later.
Don't Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.